Time for a rundown of some of the stories bubbling just off the main burner, the viral news burning up the internet. Remember the breathless rumors of a Google phone? Well, those dreams are finally coming true in the form of the T-Mobile Dream. It'll be the first cell phone to run on Android, the software platform Google built. It's set to come out this fall. The truly viral part of this news is a shaky YouTube clip showing a phone said to be the Dream. The top tech blogs, though, say the Dream might not be so dreamy. It's purported to be a little heavy, a little clunky. Not quite a sleek answer to Apple's iPhone. Now, imagine if your boss came to you and demanded that you stop talking to people outside your company. No, not just talking to them about your work, but about your thoughts, your ideas, your hobbies. That's what happened to Shigeru Miyamoto. He's a famous game developer for Nintendo. Get this, Miyamoto got deep into puzzles, and Nintendo developed Brain Age, the killer brain training software. He then got into exercise, and the Wii Fit was born. His whim is your next video game purchase, and Nintendo wants to make sure those whims aren't leaked. So, according to the Times of London, the company banned him from talking about them. And that's this week's viral news. In a few minutes, debate news. We'll discuss how to pull troops out of Iraq, dueling divas in La Boheme, and the granddaddy of them all, Lincoln versus Douglas.
Photoshop can encourage people to rewrite visual history, taking an ex-spouse or a boyfriend out of a photo, for example. Lots of people get stumped on the program's fine points, but Donnie Hoyle offers online tutorials.
My name is Donnie, and you suck at Photoshop.
Well, you didn't say Donnie was a gentle digital sage. Turns out he's also not real. You Suck at Photoshop is an online comedy series. Here's an absurd episode in which Donnie's ex-wife calls the police to have him evicted. Donnie continues to record his tutorial as a SWAT team shows up.
Let's open up Bridge and find that image.
Donnie Hoyle.
Here's a great one.
You Suck at Photoshop was developed as a testing ground for what are called viral ad campaigns. More than 8 million people tuned into the series for a dose of Donnie's dysfunction.
Donnie Hoyle, you are currently in violation of state of Kentucky penal code.
The initial tool is the Four Corners Perspective Plane tool.
Troy Hitch is the creative director of Big Fat Brain, the agency that created You Suck at Photoshop. He joins us from member station WNKU in Highland Heights, Kentucky. Tell us about Donnie Hoyle, who doesn't actually exist.
Donnie Hoyle is a character that we created. Our intent was to create a parody of the volume of Photoshop tutorials that are out on the web right now. What we discovered suddenly was this really great theater of the mind where you don't ever actually see Donnie Hoyle on screen, you just hear his voice, but we have been able to create all of these devices to reveal parts of Donnie's life, his relationships, his psychoses that dimensionalize him as a person.
He's got his own Facebook page.
Yeah, we've had all kinds of ways to help people discover Donnie, even off of the videos themselves. Donnie auctioned his wedding ring on eBay.
There's a lot of things we could do. We could clean this ring up, clean off some of the dirty shame and unfulfilled dreams, but I think all we really need to do is concentrate on getting the background out.
We suddenly had 50,000 people show up in about a four-hour period of time to talk to Donnie through the Ask Seller questions on eBay.
To understand this, this was not commissioned by Adobe Photoshop.
That is correct. Although they've become really, really big fans of Donnie Hoyle.
But I mean, if they actually had to pay for it, they would want you to be able to demonstrate that a viral ad campaign actually results in people buying their product.
They would, except that's not the way we sell ourselves, and we're not out to sell something for a client. What we're trying to do is change people's perceptions about their brand and put them in a state of mind in which they'll be more likely to buy something. This is building a relationship with them that goes deeper than just selling them something.
Will people feel cheated if they discover that Donnie Hoyle isn't real?
No, because you have the people who think that Donnie Hoyle is real, and they think he's an idiot, they hate him, they think these are the worst videos they've ever seen. And that's the best fuel for the fire we could ask for, because then all of the people who do know that Donnie Hoyle is a construct feed off of these people, and it adds to the fun of the videos for the folks who know that he isn't.
Troy Hitch, creative director of Big Fat Brain, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
The success of the social networking site Facebook has spawned knockoffs around the world. Now Facebook is striking back. Last month, it filed a lawsuit against Germany's top social networking site, alleging it copied the look and feel of Facebook. Executives of the German website say Facebook is just being a cyber bully. From Berlin, Susan Stone reports.
StudiVZ is short for Studieverzeichnis, or student directory, and like the original Facebook, it was designed to keep networks of students in touch. That's not the only thing they have in common.
You have meine Seite, meine Freunde, meine Fotos. So that's my profile, my friends, my photos.
Gregor Hochmuth is a web applications developer in Berlin. Unlike most Germans, he uses Facebook as well as StudiVZ. He says the two sites share some remarkable similarities.
StudiVZ hasn't changed its design, so if you want to know what Facebook looked like about 3 years ago, you can go there. At the time, it literally was Facebook just copied in red.
In fact, StudiVZ was launched in 2005 by German fans of Facebook. It quickly grew to a membership of about 10 million users in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. It was so successful, Facebook considered acquiring the site, but it was bought by a German publishing house instead. Facebook was still determined to go after German web users. They're one of the largest online populations in Europe. So, in March, it launched a German version of Facebook. A few months later, Facebook filed its suit against StudiVZ in a California court. StudiVZ immediately hit back with this statement, read here by an actor.
Now that Facebook, despite trying hard, has not been successful in the German market, the company seeks to obstruct StudiVZ through court action. The strategy appears to be, if you can't beat them, sue them.
But that might not be so easy for Facebook.
The first difficulty they run into is StudiVZ is in Germany. So Facebook has sued them here on the theory that by logging in to the Facebook site, they agreed to be subject to suit in California.
Anthony Falzone runs the Center for Internet and Society's Fair Use Project at Stanford Law School. He says the line between an innovation and a copy can be blurry, and it's important to remember that intellectual property rights are there to protect innovation.
That's essential to healthy competition because that lets the person who can execute the idea best win in the marketplace, and that's what protects a healthy competitive marketplace.
StudiVZ did come to Germany's market first. And even if they did take ideas from Facebook, web entrepreneur Gregor Hochmuth, who says he hates what he calls copy-and-paste innovation, grudgingly admires what StudiVZ has pulled off.
It's not easy to do a copycat. It may look like an easy thing to do, but actually growing such a copycat is just as hard as building a company that's otherwise your original idea.
Some say Facebook's lawsuit is a PR move aimed at drawing German users to its new site, which still has a mere one-tenth the membership of StudiVZ. Whether or not that's the case, the lawsuit is a sign that Facebook sees its German rival as a serious threat as the company reaches out to users in other countries. StudiVZ has already translated its success with Polish, French, Italian, and Spanish versions of its service. And its site for non-students, MeinVZ, is even available in Facebook's native tongue, English. For NPR News, I'm Susan Stone in Berlin.